Morning Edition continues. I'm Colin Jackson. The COVID-19 pandemic means stadiums, centers, and ballparks nationwide have been empty since mid-March. Weeks later, the teams and fans that normally fill those venues are feeling the pain.
Oh, see ya. Oh. Ah, 2-0 good guys. Look at that.
If you're looking to hear a member of the Bowling Green Hot Rods hit a home run this spring, that might be the closest you'll get. Everyone on the roster has been back home since the league suspended spring training. To make up for it, team broadcaster Sean Mernon has been challenging players like Chris Betts to play him in MLB The Show live on Twitch.
It's pretty much just me playing against a player and trying to like interview them, which is really difficult if you've never done anything like that before. It is very hard to try and win a video game while you're trying to ask people intelligent questions.
If this was a normal year, the team would be in the middle of what's called the grind, traveling to take on teams in Indiana, Illinois, or Ohio.
You're ready to go 140 plus games and, day in, day out, work hard, do the best you can, try to get better.
Generally speaking, minor league teams serve two functions, entertainment and developing talent for parent organizations like the Tampa Bay Rays. At the Hot Rods level, players can have a short amount of time to move up the ladder. General manager Eric Leach says coronavirus-related changes to the draft means some players may get left behind.
The sad part for me is those guys who are past the 20th round are never going to have a shot now. And that's kind of heartbreaking. And you look at minor league baseball, a third of the players are never going to be employed again.
Then there are the financial problems that come along with being a seasonal entertainment business without a season. Last fall, Major League Baseball announced plans to disband several minor league franchises, including some the Hot Rods play against. Even though Bowling Green was safe, Leach says the current situation is still concerning.
Before, we had a leg to stand on in negotiations. And right now, because of COVID-19 and the ongoing agreement, we really don't have a whole lot of leverage.
Leach says he worries about baseball disappearing from towns like Bowling Green or Evansville, where fans that may never make it to a big league park can still see future stars up close. Though the Hot Rods players are no longer in town, the team is still reaching the community through fundraising activities and its Wave Parade Wednesday.
We go out with our mascots, Axel and Roscoe, and we just drive around and we wave. And it's been awesome. There have been so many people that have come outside and made Hot Rods banners and waved flags and just waved to us.
As team broadcaster, Mernon is missing out on the community piece that makes baseball so special. You can feel the excitement of a home run. There are the classic giveaways, and of course, the smell of ballpark junk food. Leach, the general manager, says pre-ordered materials like bobbleheads can hold for a year, but seasonal employees have just been out that summer bump in income so far. Though things could be worse.
For a lot of our game day workers, the game night workers, this is, especially on the hot rod side, this is fun. It's a lot of retirees that they just enjoy getting out and that type of thing, or young high school students. So people who don't rely on this for a living.
But sports teams have a financial impact that reaches their surroundings. Western Kentucky University economics professor Brian Goff says the U.S. Department of Commerce estimates every dollar spent on sports like the Hot Rods or WKU games means a bigger amount for the overall community. So if the Hot Rods were to make around $4 million in game day revenue.
And applying those multipliers, that would mean, say, in total, be $6.4 million for the local economy.
The team is hosting fans once again this week for a meal and to watch a game from last season. It may not be everything, but at least it means fans will return. For WKU Public Radio, I'm Colin Jackson.